The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, when my kid had bad acne, I couldn't stand him looking at me when I was eating.
Boy, you've got a sweet ride there.
Don't touch it.
Okay, I certainly don't want a dog there staring at me.
didn't anticipate the kid catching a stray.
Don't even look at it. Go on, get out. You heard me. Don't look at me either.
All I said was, will you please not look at me?
All you said?
Yeah. You better walk on.
That's the only thing he did, Joshy. I don't know what's wrong with
this. How much nicer could I have said it?
I'll hit an old man in public.
I'm sure he's not carrying that with him.
Oh, for sure.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She
some things have been said on this program that will go down in history. Some things have been said on this program that require meetings with administrators and executives and whatnot. But I'm very curious how some things that were said on this program yesterday were received at the Chamora household.
I got a phone call.
You get any text? What's that? You get any text yesterday, big guy?
No, phone call went right to the phone.
And
he called me bleep bleep.
Wait, the same as the dog?
Yeah.
A bleep hole.
But he's like, I'm fine. You know me. He's been conditioned.
Well, yeah. I wonder who conditioned him.
Little Stockholm happening over there. But his skin is fine now. So this is an old thing,
no,
right? This is
yeah, it's one. You know, most I had acne as a, 13, 14-year-old. It's just a rite of passage.
Did you have acne, Gabe?
A little.
It wasn't terrible, but yeah, I mean, I feel every kid does. You know, you go through figuring out how to deal with pimples because you're not washing your face enough because you're a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, my T-zone was a disaster.
But today these kids have every type of medicine known to man.
100%.
Where my parents were like, hey, use a bar of soap.
Absolutely.
Use some Dial.
If I had asked my parents for face wash, they would have looked at me like I had three heads.
Yes.
You know, and I did. It was blackhead here, blackhead here, blackhead here. Yeah. No, there was a use the soap and figure it out. And then it dried out your skin. And then I'm putting the wrong lotion on. At one point, there was this thing called apricot scrub. I don't know if you guys remember the apricot scrub.
I do not.
And it was we learned later on that it had actual like walnut shells in it, and people were using it to exfoliate their skin, and they were just like ripping apart their skin because they were crushed up walnut shells. But every girl I know had the apricot scrub and the Bed Bath and Body Works strawberry something, strawberry dream, strawberry crush, strawberry something. I gotta look it up now. Strawberry fields. It was something like that that they were using as our skincare.
See, I think popping zangers is an addiction to some people.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's one. I think it's to you.
No, it's not to me. It's to my brother, who every time I got one on my back, he's like, oh, can I pop it? I'm like, you got a problem. Sure.
Wait, so then you helped with the problem. You didn't try to stop the problem. You were.
Yeah, but Gabe,
it's a win-win.
Remember when you got that one in your middle of the back and you just can't get at it?
Yeah, it's
true. I don't care. Whatever way your arms go, it's just like you can't get it done.
I don't have acne.
I don't think girls do in general.
Yeah, not something I deal with. So when it comes to dad of the year, you saying that you wouldn't look at your kid because he had bad acne, that ranks right up there, right? I mean, you're earning at least some honorable mention.
Teaching his kids honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty is a core value here at GKB, and it should be for your life as well.
And also how to deal with bleep holes, right? You can deal with me. You can deal with all of them. Because Jim Harbaugh had the ultimate dad move. this past weekend. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh and his family are making the move from Ann Arbor, Michigan to somewhere in California. I don't know if they'll live in Los Angeles. La Jolla, maybe. I was in Costa Mesa months ago. That's a very lovely place. A lot of people commute from there to L.A. So he had a garage sale. And there were a lot of people who were interested in the old Harbaugh garage sale. So much so that there was a Reddit page devoted to it where people were then going and jotting down the things they saw at the Jim Harbaugh garage sale. Garage sales to me feel like a dad thing. They feel like we've got too much in the house. We got to get rid of it. We got to purge. So throw it out on the driveway and see who swings by.
Yeah, I can't fit any more in the garage. I can't fit any more in the basement. Let's see if we can find some suckers who will give me money for it.
Yeah, but I'm close. We're close to getting rid of our kid house because we don't need it anymore. We're empty nesters, and it's way too big for me and Angie, so we have to do this.
Must be nice to have so many houses that one of them is the kid house.
Can't you move the stuff from one house to the other house to the other house?
Well, there is no other house. We're losing a house, which is perfect, is what we need to do. But what do we do with all the crap that's in it now? Because there's no room for it anywhere. But I'm talking like couches, piano, the thing my Super Bowl rings in. Just
if you need someone to hold on to that Super Bowl ring, pal, I got plenty of space in my house. You know what? Okay. I will take it in. I will take one for the team. I'll hold on to it for you. Make sure nothing happens to it. I'm here for you.
If there's anyone that deserves it, it's you. Probably even over any of my kids.
Hell yeah.
Because anytime I get in trouble, you get blamed. And even Jen, for that fact. You get blamed.
I get blamed?
No, Gabe I get blamed.
No.
Oh, so in exchange, you're going to give him some of your Super Bowl swag.
I'll let him have
Seems
it
pretty
for
sweet.
A
okay.
While.
Yeah, I'll just hold on to it. I mean, I'll give it back to him.
But. So people are now analyzing this photograph, because there's a photograph that is circulating on social media of the Harbaugh garage sale. People are analyzing it like it's the grassy knoll in Dallas, Texas. right? They're looking for that other shooter. So you got some snow globes. You got a sewing machine. You got some vinyl. I'd go through Jim Harbaugh's vinyl.
Oh, absolutely.
See what he's listening to and what he's getting rid of. There's a lot of clothes. There's a lot of snow globes. I said snow globes. There's a lot of snow globes.
What do you mean a lot of clothes?
There's
It'd be his clothes. All he does is wear Dockers.
Great point. There's a dress, so I know it's not just his clothes. I also think he has a lot of kids, doesn't he? Four or five kids?
I have no idea.
So there's clothes, there's a blanket, there's a lantern, there's one of those sun lamps, you know, the things you sit in front of in the winter if you have seasonal affective disorder and you get a little bit of the vitamin D from that. There's one of those. Maybe a lava lamp. I can't tell. It's behind the sewing machine. A G-shaped shelf. Couple of speakers, like from a computer. And what are you going to do with this stuff? You going to tell your pals that it's from Harbaugh's house? Like what?
If you're Jim Harbaugh, that's what you're hoping for. Because who needs computer speakers in 2024?
Sounds like Jim's really cheap. If you're selling your clothes, come on, Goodwill it. Or St. Vincent de Paul, right? A lava lamp.
But here's the crazy part, Chu. If he put up some of those Dockers,
they would go.
I mean, those are the first thing that are flying.
Absolutely.
Michigan fans are lining up around the block to get, you know, one of the pairs of Jim Harbaugh's Dockers.
And you're framing that sucker. You're throwing it up in a shadow box in your basement with the wood paneling.
Taking it to Jeff from Jeff Sports.
Absolutely.
Hey, pal, I know you do jerseys, but can you do pants?
And again, we're joking about it, but I'm not joking. That's absolutely something that a fan would do, because fan is short for fanatic. Right. And if you had Jim Harbaugh's pants, famous khakis, I think that's what a lot of people would do with them. Are you a garage sale guy in general? Like, if you're driving along on a Saturday or Sunday and you see a sign that says garage sale next right, you got any inkling of swinging in, pulling over?
0%.
No, I did one time 0%. With my brother. I did one time with my brother, who's the cheapest person on the face of the planet, and was negotiating, this is when he had little kids, with a little old lady over a bucket pail that you'd bring to the beach for 25 cents, and he only wanted to pay 20, and he walked away.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God, dude, I'm like, what is your problem? But with him, I don't think it's getting a deal. I think it's just winning. He's got to win the tax sale.
The argument with the lady, the little old lady?
Yeah, the haggle.
I think a lot of people go there to win the tag sale, to walk away and say, ooh, I stuck it to them.
100%.
It's a game.
Because, I mean, if somebody's having a garage sale, it's crap that they don't want. And guess what? It's probably crap you don't want either.
But that's not true, because what one person's trash is another person's treasure. And I will say this. Kid clothes, like on Facebook Marketplace and all those things, now that's the newfangled garage sale, if you will. You go to Facebook Marketplace, you post your stuff, and people snatch it up. But
shout out to the guy from Illinois who bought my hot tub.
Oh, yeah, you sold your hot tub. Good job. Got a pretty penny for it, I'm sure.
Not really, but...
It's out of your house?
We put it on there for $500, and turns out $500 for a hot tub, screaming deal. People lining up.
Let's hear the tweets. Oh, I'm surprised Chewy didn't buy it.
But this guy shows up. He starts inspecting
it.
You know, you could have just laid out, buddy. You didn't have to jump into the conversation. You could have just stayed out. Yeah, so go ahead.
So the guy shows up. He's like, well, they did some patchwork. How about $200? And my wife was dealing with him. I was like, because this was relatively quick after we had moved in. So I'm doing different stuff in the house. She goes, hey, he wants to not do it for $500. He wants to do it for $200. I'm like, look, I don't care. I just want that thing gone. I do not want... Because, like, you have to run those things all the time. Like, during the winter, they're just energy suckers.
Do
I just want it out of my house.
Do you think he sensed that, though? Do you think he sensed that you were like, get it out of my sight?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, because
I bet
you would have
gotten it for free, because taking it away was the biggest deal.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, because, so he showed up, like, with his own, like, skid loader, you know, with the fork, so he could, like, get it out of there. I had no way of getting out, you know? I have absolutely no way of moving that hot tub. So, yes, he could have gone, I'll give you $50. It's yours, pal. So
no, I could, because I can tell you, I got rid of one, and 1-800-GOT-JUNK charges you like $300 to cut it up and get rid of it.
We just went through this, Chew, this weekend, because our deep freeze died. And I was like, get it out of the house. First of all, I called Costco, see if they would take it back. My girlfriend was like, we once returned a bed to Costco that we slept on for 6 months. So she said, so just give them a call. There's a chance they'll take it back. They did not. It's considered a major appliance. The warranty was out on it, and they would only take it back after 90 days. But we called 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They came over. They have to measure it. You pay based on how much space it takes up in their truck. So it cost us $100, but also dead deep freeze that food had gotten stinky in, because we didn't know. We didn't know the deep freeze died until all of a sudden you're going, either somebody took a dookie in the bathroom there, or the freezer died, and then they took it away from us this weekend. And again, we would like to have a garage sale, but I also am a little skeeved out about people showing up to my house. Like, I'm not going to tell people what my address is, but if you show up to my garage sale, you can kind of put two and two together, right? Like, that's one of those one and one together. Real quickly come to the conclusion of where I live.
You could have somebody run it for you and just you not be a part of it.
What wouldn't you buy at a garage sale?
Undies.
Like, yeah, underwear is number one, yes.
A mattress? You can't
buy swim trunks.
Yeah.
A mattress? Can you buy a mattress or no?
You got a good look at it, right?
Yeah. How are the stains?
They're there.
No, thank you.
Bring a blue light?
No. Right now, I would not buy a mattress. 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Possible?
Yeah.
Depends upon what the price is.
I'm not above swinging by a garage sale. I definitely pay attention to the neighborhoods that they're in. If it's a very wealthy area and I see a sign, I'll hang a right and do a quick drive-by, see what's going on there. Because, I mean, a lot of places, especially in the Lake Country area where I kind of grew up, there's a lot of rich people who just don't care. And you could get, like, really nice things for virtually no cost at all. There's definitely opportunity that I love an estate sale. Sometimes I just like walking around a person's house, especially if they're wealthy. There's a lot of good stuff there. But there's, like, a whole industry in this. Like, Gary Vee, it says, like, people should be doing garage sales and reselling stuff, which I think is kind of...
But you have to have that expertise. You have to have that knowledge. Like, I got to be watching American Pickers or whatever that one is where what's that one where you go... You get a storage unit, and you got to pick between
storage wars.
Yeah. I could look at a storage unit and be like, I don't know if any of that is valuable, right? Like that's the issue that I would have, is I'd be Googling everything, and I think you need to know it on site. I think if you see something, you have to know that it's valuable or not. And you have to hope that nobody else knows that it's valuable, because my guess is they've Googled it first, too. Right?
Yeah.
You're getting rid of something. The first thing you do is Googling it to see what its worth is, right?
Yeah, you know, like... there's a lot of, if somebody advertises it well and advertises the key words of things that people are interested in, people will be lined up outside your house. People will be waiting for your garage to open at the garage sale and climbing under your garage door as it opens. Like, it's an intense process. It's not, yeah, but, it's not fly-by-night type stuff.
But do you need a haggler when you're selling? Like, Jen, would you do the haggling?
No, I'd get rid of it. Take it.
Yes.
You know, everything must go. That's the sign I put. Everything must go. Hey, you got a Victrola there from the 1920s. Cool. You want it for $10? Take it. You know, I don't even know if that's a good deal. I don't even know if that's what Victrola is.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Chewie's like, in fact, you want to load it up into the house that
is
I have.
Is that what you're doing in your spare time? Now you know, like, how much all this worthless crap is actually worth?
Well, my parents had a Victrola. A big one, and those things are worth a lot of money, you know?
Potentially dumb question. What the hell is a Victrola?
It plays like record player. But you got to crank it up and wind it.
It's got the, well, yes, but the one that we have also has the horn.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the,
sure.
You know, back like in, the, oh, you know what? Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life. You ever see It's a Wonderful Life? Isn't that what she does when she puts the record on?
Yeah.
Buffalo like gal, won't you come out tonight?
A gramophone? Type looking thing?
Maybe. I don't know what a gramophone is.
Okay.
Which is why this show works, because between the four of us, we got a lot
got
of knowledge.
Person.
We got
know.
One I got, person's brain.
I got one last question about this Harbaugh garage sale. Who has a sewing machine anymore?
Well, not the Harbaughs. They're trying to get rid of it.
Well, like, what I'm saying is, like, of all the people that I know, went to college with, people buying homes, getting homes, you got to get certain thing for your home. Like, at no point is anybody going, you know what I need? A sewing machine.
But everybody back then could sew.
Oh, 100%.
They had home economics classes. Yeah, I mean, my mom had a sewing machine when we were kids. She loved hemming our pants. I don't know if she loved it, but she did it.
She did.
She did it.
The point is,
hemming our pants and putting patches on our jeans and all that type of stuff. I have a sewing kit. If my kids lose a button or something, I could do that. But I ain't busting out a Singer. I'm not busting out the Singer and doing any.
It's got the pedal on it.
Then the needle starts going too fast. No, exactly. No, but the thing is that I think you can take it over to a tailor, and you can get pants hemmed for like $10 now, right? Like,
I don't know.
Just feel like there's people out there that can do that stuff for you. Now, maybe not. I could be wrong.
I mean, I think there were people back then, too, but everybody had a sewing machine.
That's true. Somebody sold them on the deal of a sewing machine, right? I think it was the home ec. You took home ec. You knew how to sew. Then it was like, well, I got to go get a sewing machine. What a racket they had going there. We're talking
people
garage
sale. Why are we acting like there's not a lot of people sewing?
Because I don't. Well, do people sew? Yes.
Not
do I think there are
generation?
Less people sewing? Yes.
I don't think there's a lot of people in this generation sewing.
Do you know anybody under 35 with a sewing machine?
Yes. I mean, yeah. Of course.
Really?
People like design their own clothes now. Like that's a whole industry where they take things and then like upscale it into new stuff. It's
yeah, they're called
quite popular.
Amish.
They're not using the sewing machine, pal.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of goes against the whole thing.
All right, we'll keep talking garage sale. We've got a lot of stuff to get to today. Packers developing quarterbacks. There was a tweet out there about how the NFL has no idea what it's doing with quarterbacks. I'm inclined to agree with it. The whole developing thing, whoo, it is bad. But the Packers seem to have figured it out. We'll talk about that. We've got Adam Schefter coming up as well. Plus, we will have a giveaway today. We are going to be talking about our ESPN Milwaukee, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy bracket. More information on that as the show goes on. Stick around.
You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? A succession plan that benefits business owners and employees from full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurchase obligation financing, and seller note refinancing. ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help you plan for your company's future. The Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
Did everybody here watch Quarterback on Netflix last year when it was out? I guess it wasn't last year, but recently when it was out. Did everybody watch it? Show of hands.
Some of it.
I watched the whole thing. Josh is vehemently shaking. He said, you were out on Quarterback.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think the people they had were that interesting.
Interesting. I thought Kirk Cousins was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I watched the Kirk Cousins clips. Not for me.
Is it just because it was Kirk Cousins? I thought he was very interesting. And now he's not a Vikings quarterback
I find
anymore.
Him phony.
Really?
Yes. Even after watching and people saying he wasn't phony, I found all the whole thing
I don't
phony.
Find him phony. I find him a tryhard. There's a difference, right?
A dork, yeah.
Yeah, I don't deal with dorks.
Well, you deal with... Never mind. Never mind. The reason I bring it up is because they announced yesterday that the next iteration of the quarterback show is going to be receiver, and then an old friend of the Green Bay Packers, Davante Adams, is going to be featured on it. Now, Justin Jefferson will also be on it. George Kittle will be on it. Debo Samuel will be on it. And Amon-Ra St. Brown will be on it as well. Receivers are notoriously some of the biggest divas and personalities in football, right, Chu?
Yes, they are. I don't know if I'd call Davante a diva, though. He's pretty level-headed.
Right? Yeah, I think for the most part, I mean, I don't know if any one of these five players has that diva reputation.
Well, when you think Jefferson. Diva, you think like Chad Ochocinco.
Yes.
And Terrell Owens.
Yes.
And is there anyone
Randy
else?
Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm on the Randy Moss episode of Dynasty right now, so I'll get back to you on the old whether or not Randy Moss is still considered a diva. Think more or less likely to watch receiver than quarterback? Josh, you don't answer.
I'm more likely. I find these people more interesting. Like, these athletes are like top-of-the-line athletes here, and I think they're more willing to be interesting. They're less polished, less trying to protect their image like a quarterback is.
But Pat Mahomes was on quarterback. He's very, you know, he's the top of the line. He's the most elite. He's interesting. He's got a young family. You think he's polished?
I don't know if he's interesting.
Yeah.
His Manicured? Brother's interesting.
Oh, his brother's not interesting. His brother's
interesting
liability.
Character, yeah.
He's a liability.
He's a character. Like
I'm just happy Kelsey's not on it. It's just everyone has to have Kelsey fatigue. Has to have fatigue. Everyone has got to be fatigued of the guy.
Is that just because you were so wrong about him being a distraction? Is that so
but
you're fatigued
Taylor
now?
Taylor being a distraction? Actually, Chu, I don't know how to break this to you, but I did see the news yesterday that Travis Kelce is in talks with Amazon to host the next iteration of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I definitely am not watching that because that's depressing for me.
Well,
because I know I'm not smarter than
that. Yeah, I was about to say, Chewy's going to watch it like most people watch Jeopardy. Yeah.
I followed the bouncing ball there. I knew where we were going on that one. When you play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, do you typically get more correct than Ben Brust?
If I did, I'd quit.
Aren't you 1-1?
Yeah, they're 1-1. They are 1-1. We have to have that rubber match.
Second one's under protest.
So that is supposed to be released within the next few months. I think a lot of people will be watching the receiver one. I think these are interesting guys. I think people like Justin Jefferson. I think people like George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Davante Adams. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown is probably the one that people know the least about. And he's got a real interesting family.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think that, again, every one of these guys went through, I think, an interesting situation this year where the Lions having success really for the first time in 30 years. Debo and George Kittle, how do those two guys coexist? Justin Jefferson, all the quarterback issues Minnesota had. Same thing with Devontae, forced his way into Las Vegas, and now his guy's not there. Jimmy G doesn't work out. How does he handle with that? I think the situations for all of those guys are fascinating.
I will say this, I will be watching, but that doesn't really say much since I watch every single sports documentary that has ever been made. Sports documentary, I'm in. Sports documentary, I'm in. We got Adam Schefter coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of things we want to discuss with him. Stick around.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. I use Mentality. Look, maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to get through your day. That could be low testosterone. Easy to find out. Book your appointment, lowtusa.com. Go through their process. At the end, you get a blood panel. Within a week, your results are back. And if your testosterone levels are low, Mentality will work with you to make sure they have a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more, lowtusa.com.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, we have some more
news. Adam, yeah, you got news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Let me tell you about Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. It is in Brookfield, Maguanago, and Pewaukee. And here's how it works, guys. It is faster, it is easier, it is less expensive than the ER or urgent care. So God forbid you find yourself in a situation where you have a sprain or a strain or a fracture or a laceration or a dislocation and you need medical assistance. Check out the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin's ASAP Clinic. There is a difference. They bring us Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every week. Good morning, Adam. How's your week going?
Hello, everybody. I heard you mention that you like to watch all the sports documentaries, and I'm curious if you've watched Full Swing, the new golf one on Netflix yet.
Well, that's barely a sport, so no.
Oh.
Really? Is that how you feel?
No, wow. It's rude. No,
it's very rude.
Jen,
it's very
no.
rude.
Let me say this.
No, that was a let shot across this. The bow at Gabe because golf is his favorite sport.
But let me say this. I don't know if any of you watched on Sunday the final round of the Players. It was one of the most unexpected victories I've ever seen from Scottie Scheffler. It was incredible to watch. And I will say this. I'm with my college buddies in this golf pool every year where you get to pick one golfer and you can't use him again. And this pool is unbelievable. It's just phenomenal. And we had Scottie Scheffler this past week and I was watching him on Friday with neck issues and I was having a panic attack that he was going to withdraw. And that the first week of the pool that we're going to be dead. And I'm watching every shot. I'm waiting for him to go WD. Waiting. He never withdraws. He just stays and he guts it out. I'm like, well, he's not going to win. Because at least he's just staying in there. He's not healthy. He's not right. And then not only does he stay in, not only does he not withdraw, but then on Sunday, he sinks this 100-yard eagle and then comes back in and rallies. It was incredible to watch. And, Jen, you got to go watch Full Swing. I'm just telling you, it's really good.
I had my daughter had a friend over, and her dad came to pick her up. And he looks at me and he goes, are you watching the golf? Are you watching? Did you see what Scottie Scheffler did? And I go, I'm watching basketball. It's Championship Sunday. We got all of the championship games on. We got the selection show coming up in about an hour. Like,
yeah, because
no,
the Duquesne championship game was so cool.
I was not watching the golf. But thank you, Adam. I appreciate your. I did not have that on my bingo card today, guys, by the way. Adam Schefter going nuts so about the golf.
It's good to know. I just contact Adam then anytime I want to talk golf on this show. We're going to have Adam come on. And that from now on, Adam is now a golf segment.
Yeah,
getting out of the NFL space, it's a golf segment.
Absolutely. I love it. I've actually thought of, you know, when this is done, when I'm done doing this, going and covering golf instead. Truly.
Look at the breaking news we've got here this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Adam, we were talking about the Jim Harbaugh garage sale. Are you a garage sale guy? And would you attend the Jim Harbaugh garage sale and see what you could pick up from a guy who you have a good relationship with and you, a Michigan man, might find some steals?
Is he actually doing a garage sale in Ann Arbor? Or are you referring to the Chargers roster?
That was good.
Great question. Good follow-up. Didn't see it coming.
It is an actual garage sale. The Harbaugh family had a garage sale this past weekend in Ann Arbor. There was a whole Reddit scene. People were going, taking pictures of things that he was selling. There was a lot of snow globes. Did not pin Jim Harbaugh as a snow globe guy.
You know what? I didn't know he was doing that. I am not a garage sale guy. I don't want people's used things. You know, I'd rather go buy them myself. I'm sure there were some cool mementos, but again, I'm not into collecting mementos very much, so would have liked to stop by and seen Jim. We'll see him this week at the owners meeting, so we're going down to Orlando over the weekend. He'll be there. I'm gonna have a chance to talk to him at some point, I know, and look forward to seeing him down there.
Adam, I'm looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft from NFL.com. he's got four quarterbacks with the first four picks. Who's better, Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and does J.J. McCarthy, is he good enough to be the fourth pick in the draft, or is that just out of pure need by the Minnesota Vikings?
You know, it was funny you say that. One of my college buddies just texted me on one of these aggregator sites. He says, rumor, Commanders interested in J.J. McCarthy at two. Is this real? They know to check. Like, is this real? Is this real? And my response to him was, I said, the Commanders might have interest, but I don't expect J.J. McCarthy to be the second pick in the draft right now. I don't. Now, all along, I will say this, and I'm very proud of this, and I said this on SportsCenter last night. I'm on this text chain with my Michigan college buddies, and there's like, you know, 12 of us, like all of our college friends. And when we were getting close to Michigan's national championship, one of them was like, why would J.J. go pro? And I'm like, why would he go pro? Well, he's going to be a high pick. And they're like, he's a mid-round pick at best. I'm like, he's a one. And they're like, he's not a one. You want to bet? Yeah. So we bet a group dinner on that text chain. If J.J. goes in round one, my buddy buys me and all my college friends dinner. And if he doesn't go in round one, I buy him and all my college friends dinner. I feel very confident I'm going to win that bet. I felt confident when I made that bet in early January that I was going to win that bet, that J.J. was going to be a one. And he is. Now, you're talking about the top four. Look, could it go that way, Chewy? Absolutely. I don't know that it will, but there's definite interest in J.J. McCarthy. Those other three guys obviously are going to be top picks. Caleb will go one. I think Jaden Daniels in the end has a real chance to go two. Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, shake it up. However you want to have it come out, I think they're all going real high, real high. Top four, maybe, maybe. You know, we still have, what is the draft, 5 weeks from tomorrow or 4 weeks from tomorrow? I know it's not a lot of time, but it is a lot of time, and a lot will still change between now and then. But no, J.J., I think, is a top 12 pick. Now, does he creep into the top four? Could happen. Could happen.
We'll see how it goes out. Adam, if it goes that way, I think the biggest winner would be the Jets, because I think they get the best player in the draft, being Marvin Harrison Jr. You couple him with Mike Williams.
No. Sure, you're talking about Marvin Harrison going number 10. He's not going to make it to number 10.
No, I'm saying four. The Jets are the fifth pick in the draft.
No, the Chargers.
The Chargers have the fifth pick.
Maybe I'm looking at last year's draft. This happened. Adam, this is totally normal.
It's a projected trade. I'm looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft right now. It's a projected trade with the Chargers.
Math and reading are not my strong suits. I'm just going to put that out now.
That's okay. Last year, the Jets didn't have the fifth pick last year anyway. You're looking at a projected trade from last year that didn't go through also. So let's try to get up to date, and let's try to be current when we do this. And in the right spot.
Jeez. Coming in hot today, Adam.
Hey, Chewy, take that mock draft and go sell it in the yard sale.
Shefty, when you see somebody, so Maurice Hurst goes on a Brown show in Cleveland that is associated with the team and says that they're going to Brazil. He has since gone on social media saying, oh no, I just saw the rumors like everybody else.
Beep, beep, beep.
When
beep.
You see something like that, does your radar go off? Does the player know a little bit something more? Because these international games, I'm guessing there are a lot that go into it in terms of getting the right paperwork done, so teams have to get a heads up before maybe the general public knows.
Have they said who the Eagles are playing? No, they have not, right?
The league has not announced it, which is why everybody jumped on it when Maurice Hurst of the Browns said, oh,
but
yeah, we're going to be playing,
playing in Brazil this year.
For some reason, I don't remember this. There are so many, I think I heard that the Browns and Eagles were playing. I don't know where I heard that. Maybe I just saw it on the internet. I don't know. Like, is it? Yeah. Okay. I mean, if so, great. That'll be a cool Friday night matchup. I also think sometimes players just, they play around sometimes. They you know, with all these social media things that are going on, following, unfollowing pictures, not like, yesterday, Brandon Ayuk posted a picture that ESPN picked up, and we put on our Instagram pages about how he looks like Mike Tomlin. And the next thing you know, everyone's wondering if the Steelers are trading for Brandon Ayuk. And so things take on a life of their own. But will I be surprised if the Browns play the Eagles that Friday night game? No. In Brazil? No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, someone's going to play him.
We thought maybe it would be the Packers, but obviously we think that ship has sailed. Last thing for you before we let you go, Adam, what is the general sentiment around the league of what the Packers have done during this free agency period? I know that people think that Brian Gutekunst bucked trend by going out and getting Xavier McKinney and going out and getting Josh Jacobs. Did it raise eyebrows around the league? Were people like, oh, Packers really feel like they're players right now? What was the reaction around the league to what the Packers have done thus far in free agency?
They were aggressive. They were unusually Packer aggressive. And I think that that's refreshing. I think it's a sign that they know they have a good team. And they're close to being really, really competitive. They were competitive last year. So if you add a Josh Jacobs and you add a Xavier McKinney, you go out and fill some of these holes, I think this team thinks it's capable of taking the next step. And when you spend the money you do, that's a sign that you believe you can make it happen. And so I think that this is the natural evolution of where the Green Bay Packers are. They're not picking fifth in this draft, right, Joey? I just want to make sure.
Well, there's trade possibility. Yeah, right? They got the first round pick for Aaron Rodgers, so you never know what's going to happen.
So then when you get these guys and then you use all their picks that aren't the fifth overall pick, the roster should be very, very strong for the upcoming season.
I don't want you to tell.
Love you, Chewy.
I know. I'm never going to live that down. Thanks a lot, Gabe.
Gabe gets blamed for everything around here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I don't want you to tattle at all, but are you hearing anything about the Packers maybe continuing to be active in this space?
In the free agency or the draft?
Well, we know they're going to be active in the draft, but in the free agency space, are you hearing about them sniffing around anywhere?
You know, Jen, here's the thing. There's been so much activity. The high-profile free agents, the pricey ones, are off the market. So what you're talking about now, by and large, are guys that are taking low deals with incentives, and they're looking for a fit. Do I think there'll be – I think every team is looking around now to see if there's a bargain to be had out there. Green Bay absolutely would be in that mix. And there might be somebody that they see that they identify – players out there – you know, at a position they still feel like they need some help. And if the price is right and the price is right on most of these free agents right now, yeah, you take the roll of the dice on it.
So just to bring it full circle, we have reached the garage sale part of the free agency season in the NFL, correct?
And being that we've reached the garage sale part of free agency this time of the year, it gives you more time to watch Full Swing and to watch Scottie Scheffler's heroics on the golf course as well, Jen.
Who's your Masters favorite right now, Shefty?
The name I'm going to throw out right now is Joaquin Niemann.
Oof. Okay.
Who's lighting it up on the LIV Tour. I kind of like him. I also think that Cam Smith is kind of due there, another LIV guy. And I'm watching Full Swing, like, you forget how good Brooks Koepka was in the majors last year. And that guy also looks like he wants a title in the Masters. And it would be great if Rory finally were able to win there, though he's not playing well enough right now to be able to do that. There's a lot of guys that could win this. A lot of guys. And by the way, if Scottie Scheffler's putting well, nobody's beating him anyway, anywhere, at any time.
I'll tell you what you're not getting anywhere else. Adam Schefter handicapping the odds for the Masters. Comes your way on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you this right now, the Wednesday before the Masters, you guys can ask football questions. I'm going to ask nothing but golf questions to Shefty.
Just iso ball.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Love that.
Shefty, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Getting very excited about what the Packers will do in the upcoming NFL draft, and we will continue to pay attention to all the moves in the league. We'll talk to you again soon.
Now, guys, I'm going to ask you, when I see you next, I'm going to ask Jim, what was the priciest item that he got sold for in his garage sale?
Oh, I would love that information. I would love to know to know total amount. Like, what'd you make? A couple hundred? 500? A grand? Did you make a grand? We were just saying, Adam, though, if he sold his old khakis, there are 1,000,000% would be Michigan people that would buy those, frame them, shadow box them, and stick them up on their basement walls, right?
Well, you know, it's not like he needs the money. So I almost feel like it's like, okay, it's almost like you're handing out all your stuff. Like, okay, why don't you take the game ball from, you know, my college days when we beat Minnesota? And why don't you take my pair of khakis? And why don't you take the hat I wore? Like, what does it matter? Like, I don't know, almost like a goodwill gesture as much as anything else.
Everything must go, including Adam Schefter. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you guys. Take care.
Your total experience at the Island Resort and Casino includes two championship golf courses. Maybe I have to find some time. Take my buddy Shefty up there. I think he'd enjoy it now that I know he's such a big golf guy. Stay and play packages are available. Book early to guarantee Joyce dates. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally, we got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally, yes. We figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Maybe we're just trying too hard when really it's closer than it is too far.
Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Can I tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield? It's used by military bases, airports, businesses, and of course, residential homes too. So that's how it applies to you. Because you're probably pulling into your garage and you're seeing cracks and uneven surfaces when the headlights hit the floor. Well, Floor Shield is designed to beautify and protect those concrete surfaces. Plus, it is eco-friendly and non-toxic. Here's the deal that they're offering right now. A 15-year warranty against wear and same day installation. And if you mention ESPN for free crack repair, they will also give you 10% off your order. So go to that website, ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com for Floor Shield, and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you. Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and you know that the NCAA action for the men started yesterday. Virginia taking lots of shrapnel, taking lots of heat on social media last night. Apparently there was like 14 points early in the game or something crazy like that.
I think they had 14 points at halftime, yeah.
Ooh.
It was bad.
Really?
It wasn't fun to watch.
And we like Tony Bennett around here, right, with his Wisconsin ties, but...
Yeah, we don't like the way his teams play.
World's most boring offense, yeah.
Well, apparently that's what we saw yesterday. I didn't see it. I was sleeping, but that's what people saw yesterday, last night. And I want to tell you guys about the bracket that we are doing here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So, this is not the ESPN Milwaukee bracket that we have partnered with Cousins on, although we do encourage you to go to the ESPN app and sign up for the ESPN Milwaukee Bracket Challenge. Use the keyword Cousins for that. This is the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Everyday Grievances Bracket. So, Gabe, what are some of the things that we have on our Everyday Grievances Bracket, which we will drop officially tomorrow?
So, we have four different regions, you know, as you do for a bracket. The first one, toilet region. So, something like, you know, a long line at a stadium when you're waiting, you know, that's obviously tough. Or just talking in general in the bathroom. So, that's one of the early round matchups that we have on the road, which is a bracket, driving brackets. Maybe somebody who
my personal favorite.
Yeah, somebody who doesn't use a turn signal is on there taking on gigantic vehicle arrogance, because a lot of times those people driving those gigantic vehicles, I mean, maybe
they feel like
somebody
they own
on the
road.
Yeah, like somebody on the panel maybe drives one of those Chewy here.
In his giant truck.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. Yes, exactly.
I know, I was trying to deflect. That was a classic deflection, Chew. That's what that was. So we've got the bathroom region, the road region.
Dining region.
Ooh, so many grievances.
You know, like
Chewy's got all kinds of grievances.
For example, when you are waiting for a seat, but you can see all the empty tables, yet you hope, you know, oh, it's still going to be a 20-minute late. How do I see these tables? What's going on? And that is taking on when the Crab Benedict is $65. Seems oddly specific.
Yeah, that's... That feels like we didn't make that up. It feels like somebody on the panel, again, the guy with the big truck, he was charged $65 for Benedict one morning. So that, now that's a, what is that, the low seed? That's like a...
Yeah, it's a low seed. Well, yeah, it's like a one versus an eight in that area.
And what's the last region we have on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Everyday
kind of
Grievances bracket?
Shared spaces, just socially, you know, trying to fit, you know, hey, when you're out in public, try to behave yourselves, people. But there are a lot of people who don't. For example, people who take off their shoes everywhere. Not a great look. Unless you're at the beach, shouldn't be taking off your shoes in public. Or people ignoring when you're on the phone with them saying, wow, that's crazy.
Or just in general. You ever had a conversation with somebody and you're like, wow, that's crazy. And then you say, wow, that's crazy again. And they don't get the memo that you're saying, please stop talking. I have to go. That is an everyday grievance that happens in public. So we've got this bracket put together. We're going to debut it tomorrow. But right now, we need you all to text in JGC to 800-990-3776.
I don't know if that's what we need right now.
We don't.
I don't think, no. I think that's tomorrow. We're just teasing right now.
Oh, I was told that we were getting the JGC stuff handled today. We get the assignment. We get people assigned to the things. So we don't do it right now.
I don't think so. I haven't seen anything that's set
so
up.
So the Jets don't have the fifth pick.
That's correct, too. The Jets do not have the fifth pick.
Still don't okay. have the fifth pick. Oh, boy. I thought for sure we were supposed to hand out the JGC assignments. But here's the thing. What we are going to do, I guess, tomorrow is hand out, randomly assign our loyal listeners to those spots on the board on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Everyday Grievances bracket, and then hopefully we're able to give a winner. Whoever wins the bracket, we will have a prize package for the winner of that. All right, I got to get on the horn with Ashton. There was a miscommunication. 800-990-3776 is the number for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy if you want to weigh in on anything we are talking about today. The show rolls on right after this.